It's 9:30 p.m. in Casablanca, and the Al Jazeera sports channel blares off a corner wall to a rapt, all-male crowd in the coffee house near precinct headquarters. A game is on. The score is tied with seconds to go, and the promise of victory for Wydad, a local soccer team, looms like a ticking bomb. A thick cloud of cigarette smoke and sweat chokes the room. Most of the viewers are too engrossed to say a word, but four plainclothes police, hunched around one table sipping mint tea, have been trashing the rival Syrian team in Morocco's distinctive dialect of Arabic.
"Donkeys," they call out, hissing. "Pigs, go home to your sty."
My own clear view of the TV screen is obstructed suddenly by an explosion of frenzied men jumping, smacking, kicking, and hugging amid spontaneous cries of "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." Every table becomes a war drum, every ashtray a rattling tambourine. One man grabs hold of a table between his arms and crashes it repeatedly against the linoleum floor. A Coke bottle smashes. The acrid cloud over our head seems to yield a few drops of rain, and in the noise of shouting and cavorting, I catch a glimpse of the instant replay. Wydad just pulled off an upset victory, thanks to a long-shot goal by native son Muhammad Falla. The athlete grew up in a shantytown family from the slums a few blocks east. All four cops join the celebration, banging tables with the rowdiest fans, until a shrill finger whistle from outdoors cuts above the shouting of the crowd. Alerted by the cue, the policemen stand tall, pushing their way clear of the room and out the front door with the universal swagger of their profession. I march straight out of the coffee house with them, as we are formally joined at the hip. Just outside, a young woman in a brown hooded robe is heaving a wordless plea into the wiry frame of Abd al-Qadir Marzouk, the cop's commanding officer. She squeezes both his wrists.
"You have to get him and lock him up tonight or the man will kill me," she says.
Marzouk pries free an arm and points an index finger at each of his pale gray eyes, a North African sign of devotion to a task. "You are my sister," he adds, though she is not. Three of his four men pile into the back cage of a white van marked National Security in blood red paint. The fourth takes the steering wheel, and Marzouk rides shotgun. With 2 days to go before the joyous Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha and the first big win for Casablanca's home team in 5 long weeks, police citywide are energized by God and country. And it is a wretched night for any wanted man to wind up captured by the Moroccan security services. I climb in with the back cage crew and hear a sound like wood chips cracking under my sneakers. The light goes on briefly, and I see what litters the grooved metal floor. Thousands of sunflower seed shells spat out by cops and their prey over months, maybe years of night raids into the city's teeming slums. The van swerves off the main road and I tumble onto a cold metal bench.
"You almost missed," an officer says, punching me gently in the shoulder.
We speed east into the darkening margins of the city. In the front seat, Marzouk cusses out an ex-wife over his mobile phone, something about their teenage daughter, until a different phone, the one informants dial him on, warbles the Moroccan national anthem out of his vest pocket, ending the chat with his ex.
"Yes!" he shouts into the informant line. "God keep you! Where?"
He nods his head and promises forceful action, with God as his witness. The band comes to a screeching halt and my benchmates tumble out the back. We emerge by the curb of a circular concrete embankment at an asphalt roundabout near the northeast tip of the city. A rooster crows in the distance. Livestock faintly moo and bleat. Nestled among palm trees, a pair of crudely sculpted black lions stand guard. 1,000 juicy clementines rolling home for the night on a wagon's back sparkle under the glow of a flickering street lamp.